And we thought the danger at a PGA tournament was getting hit by a stray golf ball, some duck hook off the tee that sails right into the spectator's gallery in the rough, or worse still, possibly lightning. Well, here is a tale of a golf course hazard that we had not even imagined. Joining us from New Orleans is Chef Paul Prudhomme. And Chef Paul, I want you to tell us about what you were doing Tuesday morning at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans in Gretna, Louisiana.
I was setting up to feed the players. I had a little tent, and I was outside the tent, and I reached over to get something off the counter, and I heard a sort of kind of a whistly zing, and then felt a little something on my arm, and I looked, put my shirt sleeve a little tighter than it was, and there was a hole in it, and I was astounded. So I unbuttoned it and rolled it up, and that was a 22 caliber bullet that was sort of stuck into my long johns, which it was cold here, so I had long johns on. So it was stuck into the long john, and it just, I mean, literally just moved some skin over in a couple of pieces. It wasn't anything bad. Matter of fact, it's already healed. Yesterday I had a Band-Aid on it. Today I don't have anything on it.
Where did this bullet come from?
It came out of the sky, and that's the only thing we have. It was the tournament was pretty much where there was a lot of vegetation, a lot of trees, and people hunting and stuff that in that area. And it's probably just a stray bullet that landed on me. I don't know why, but it did.
You're thinking intended for something airborne, perhaps, and instead came back to the ground. And
well, there's no doubt that, you know, it felt like it had came straight up, and it looked like it had came straight up because of the position it was, you know, next to my arm and in the long johns.
And what did you say when you realized, or can you repeat it on the air, what did you say when you realized that it was a bullet?
I had the president of my company, who's a lady named Sean, and she was standing next to me, and I said, look, this damn bullet. Look, this bullet, you know, it's stuck over here. And I took it down and showed it to her and put it down, and there was a policeman right there. And so he came over and said, you know, what's going on? So I showed him the bullet, and then, like, maybe 3 minutes later, I was surrounded by sheriff's deputies going, what happened here? You know, what happened here? What happened? It was kind of funny because it didn't really hurt me, and it was just such, they said it was 500 million to one possibility that someone will get hit by a stray bullet.
By a stray 22 caliber bullet on the way down. Wow. Well, was this the first time that you've been shot in the course of action while cooking for a golf tournament?
It's our first time, man. You know, I mean, it's you know, I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I was born on a farm without any gas, electricity, and we hunted a lot and stuff. But you know, this was the first for me. I just was blown away.
We should just add before I let you go, we don't want to make light of the idea of people shooting bullets around near where people are playing golf or doing anything else.
They shouldn't be doing it.
Not be doing that. We don't approve of that. Not at all. But just for the record, what were you cooking at the time?
We did wonderful pork dishes, and we did some chicken breasts, and we cook it, put a little butter on it and some seasoning, and brown it off in a skillet. Man, is that wonderful. And, you know, so we would literally change in ingredients constantly. And I love to do that because it's not boring and it's fun, and people can come back 3 or 4 times and say, oh, you got something new in the skillet. So it's I had a great day. I was there for 2 days at the tournament and had a wonderful time.
Well, Paul Prudhomme, chef and victim of a golf course shooting, if we can call it that. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Good cooking, good eating, good loving. We love you guys.